presentation. We're on page 264. So that's Simon Kuf Dalad will be in Dalad, which is, last line in the Mechaber. So what we've been talking about is interruptions in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. A person's davening Shemoneh Esrei. So the rule is you shouldn't interrupt. Okay, but that doesn't, how about if there's some interesting circumstances, like a snake or a scorpion or a wild animal, those type of things. So we've been discussing that before, when a person should move away, when they shouldn't. And hey, we come to a very important general concept as far as, now, when we have been speaking about interruptions, we have been discussing two types. Number one is if a person spoke, they said a word or something, or if he just moved away, just walking or moving. And hey, we see something a little different. B'chol makom sheposak, in any case when you interrupt, im shaha kedei ligmor es kula. Let's say you waited. Let's say you had to interrupt. There's a wild animal coming towards you, so you're allowed to move. Get out of the way. Now, so maybe you had to move away, and then you waited. Maybe you had to collect yourself, right? There's some situation where you stopped, and you didn't talk, but the interruption was enough. Kedei ligmor es kula. And hypothetically, the amount of time that you waited, that you stopped, was enough that if you would have started Shemoneh Esrei, you could have finished it in that time. Chozer l'rosh. So then you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, because you waited such a long period of time. The Mishnah Berurah has a discussion about this. What type of situation this is? Is this by a scorpion or by a wild animal? Or there were marauders going by. So is that considered an onus? But be that as it may. Vim lav, if not, in other words, if you didn't wait that long, choser l'tchilas habracha. So then you just go back to the beginning of that bracha where you stopped. Let's say again, and all of a sudden you see this wild sports utility vehicle coming towards you. So you stopped, got out of the way, and so then you don't wait that long. So then what you do, you're going to start Shemoneh Esrei, but you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Just go to the beginning of that if where your interruption was in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, right? Malkei Avraham, Achayim Meisim, Hakel HaKadosh, Hamelech HaKadosh. So as we know, we've discussed this before, that those first three brachas, and we'll see also the last three brachas, are one unit. The one thing. The first three brachas are the foundation. We saw this before. The foundation of your Shemoneh Esrei. The first three brachas. First three brachas, you're extolling Hashem. Talking about the greatness and the grandeur of Hashem. The middle brachas, you're saying, please, 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 please. And at the end, you're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Right? There's three brachas at the end. So now, based upon that concept, so if you're interrupted, if you stopped in the middle of the first three brachas, right, the wild SUV was coming at you, close the rush. So then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Again, according to the Mechaber, it's very simple, and that is because it's one unit. It's like one bracha, even though it's three separate brachas, but it's one. So when you stop a certain amount of time, you have to go to the beginning of the bracha. Beginning of the bracha, according to the Mechaber, in this case, would be the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You have to go back because it's one unit. It's one thing. Now, Mishnah Berurah says this is specifically if you stopped in the middle of a bracha. But if you stopped between one bracha and another bracha, so then you don't have to go back to the beginning. You just continue. Again, if you were in between brachas. But if you're in the middle of a bracha, so then you have to go back to the beginning because it's one unit. And you probably figure this out. V'machronos kol sa l'ritzei. And if your interruption was in the last three brachas, so then you have to go back to ritzei, because again, as we mentioned before, the last three brachas are also one unit. So therefore, you have to go back to the beginning of that bracha, quote unquote, which is ritzei, because that's the beginning of that unit, the thank yous. So you'd have to go back to ritzei. So let's say you're up to Sim Shalom or Shalom Rabbah, and a wild SUV was coming at you. So then you had to interrupt. Now again, you didn't, I want to make it reiterate that we're not talking about here that you waited long enough that you could have finished all Shemoneh Esrei. Then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei altogether. Here we're talking about a situation when you didn't wait that long, you didn't interrupt that long, so you have to go to the beginning of that bracha. So then the exceptions would be the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Last three brachas again, you have to somewhere in Shalom Rav, a wild SUV was coming at you, you interrupted, you moved out of the way, drove by, you want to continue Shemoneh Esrei, go ahead, but you have to go back to Ritzei. Okay. Let's just do Vav very quickly. It's a short one, and it gives you a little more understanding. Hadam Rion Shai Kadei Ligmor Eskula. So the first part of the halacha was, if you waited long enough that your interruption was long enough that you could have finished all Shemoneh Esrei. So I'm sure you're all thinking of this. What do you mean could finish all Shemoneh Esrei? If you dive in lightning speed, if you dive in very slowly, like some Rosh Yeshiva or some Gadol, or how do we estimate or guesstimate that amount of time that we say, well, you could have finished all of it. Who do you go by? So Machaber says, Bekoret Sharbina. We go by you. Do you think you could have finished Shemoneh Esrei in that amount of time, from beginning to end? Again, we're not talking about that you could have finished Shemoneh Esrei from where you stopped to the end. I should have made that clear. We're talking about there was long enough you could have, from the beginning to the end, started from all the way to the beginning, finished all the way to the end, your personal Shemoneh Esrei. So if it was that big amount of time, so then you have to start all over again. So we go by you. V'im sach b'tfila. This is something that people get a little confused about. If a person spoke, not just waited. Now we're just talking about you just were silent and you moved away and you were quiet. But if you spoke in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you know, the Lakers win last night. Again, that's not a good thing to say anytime, but okay. Din olayin l'chazorek, din ha'osekos ha'moros b'simon zeh, be the same thing as we just said. In other words, the same halakha as we just said, meaning, a lot of people think if they speak in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, again, it's bad. If they spoke at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, in Shemoneh Esrei, they have to start Shemoneh Esrei all over again. Not true. You have to, again, if it's the middle brachas, you go back to the beginning of that bracha. The Lakers win last night. Right? So then you have to go back to Shema Kalenu. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Again, it was the first three brachas or the last three brachas. Again, that would be different, as we just stated. But again, talking would be the same halacha.
The same thing in Birkas HaMazon, right? If Ben Yevid, you spoke in the middle of Birkas HaMazon, you don't have to go all the way back. It would
be the same type of idea. Now, I assume you would have figured this out already. Mishnah Berura says that this is all talking about that you spoke in the middle of a bracha, right? Like we just said. Right? So then you have to. But let's say you didn't start Slach Lan Avinu Ki Yochatanu, right? Let's say you finished the previous bracha. You didn't say Slach Lan Avinu Ki Yochatanu, right? So in other words, you didn't start the next bracha. Lakers win. So now what do you do? So you don't do anything because you didn't start the next bracha. There's nothing to go back to the beginning of. The Mishnah Berura says. So now don't get the wrong idea. Mishnah Berura said you did an Isser. You talked in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Now we have to separate that from could you repair it? There's no repair job here. There's two separate things. You should never speak in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You should never interrupt in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The question is, did you do something wrong? Yes. The question is, now how do I fix it? So if you're in the middle of a bracha, so you go back to the beginning of the bracha in general. If you didn't start a bracha yet, there's nothing to go back to the beginning of. So then in that case, there would be nothing to do, unfortunately. Okay. Now, one other thing. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down an argument. Let's say you spoke on purpose, like the basketball case. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokas. Some say that if you spoke on purpose, not just, you know, there's a snake around you or there's an SUV coming in your way or like that. So some Mishnah Berurah brings down some opinions that say you would have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei because we fine you for speaking in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Even a small speech. Then he brings out another opinion that says no, that doesn't make a difference whether it was by accident or b'shog b'meizid. You just have to return to the beginning of the bracha.
Does it matter whether or not the person knows the halacha? Like if he doesn't know the halacha?
No. So we talked about that before. About remember the Mishnah Berurah talked about. He said nearly. It seems to me that if you need to ask a shayla, the Mishnah Berurah said you could do that, right? We learned that before. We talked about that. Okay. Rahana Vakasha Masakash Bakazakasov, Fihaki Ram Tarmesh.